home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and today we have Zoe Niklaus, and she's got a special guest she's bringing on with her today, so we'll hear all about that in just a couple of moments. Real quick reminder that tomorrow we will not be doing a show with Rebecca, as we usually do the first Wednesday of the month, because I've got to work. They always have me work later. So tomorrow I'm working early. I have no idea why, but Rebecca's been kind enough to postpone her first show of the month to a later time. But on Thursday, we will have a Rated LGBT Radio with Rob Watson. He's going to be welcoming Dr. Lauren Olson, talking about coming out at a later age in life. If you're interested, of course, tune in live 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday night. And with that, let's get to the show. We've got so much going on today. If I've pre-screened your calls, don't hang up. We'll get to you. It's just going to take some time because we've got an hour. Now my call screen just blew up here. There we go. I think I've got Zoe on the line. Zoe, welcome back to the show. How are you, my dear?
Good morning, Garrett. Doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm caffeinated and showered. Two things that don't usually happen by this time. So I'm great.
You know what? I'm right there with you. I showered and I'm on my second cup of coffee. I am just wiped and ready to go. Here we go. Woohoo!
So we're gonna have
a
guest with you today. Before we bring Alana on, tell us about your friend.
Well, I'll tell you what. She's a lovely friend. She is one of my psychic peers here in the community. And we shared space at one of the fairs here not too long ago. And, psychics, we like to also read for each other. It's always fun and interesting. She has these beautiful, beautiful cards, great messages, and it really hit home with me. And I thought, you know what? If she can hit home that quick without knowing someone, which is great, I know that she would, love to offer her services, but also help a lot of people. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I think we're all going to enjoy her today. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't wait. Well, before we get to Alana and the callers today, do you want to talk about other things that are going on in your exciting world and things that we need to know?
Of course. Yes, yes, yes. Well, everybody, today's Tuesday, and as we know, Tuesday is Karina's Bakery Day in Tacoma, Washington. Lovely, lovely little coffee shop. When you step in, you feel like you're in one of the Hallmark Christmas movies. It's very quaint. It's sweet. It's cute. The fun French music playing. Anyway, I'm there today starting at 1 o'clock. Generally, I just kind of go till whenever. So that's going on, and this is every Tuesday. I will not be there next Tuesday because I'll be traveling. So the next event coming up is May the 6th, which is a Saturday, and there is a psychic fair at the Meeker Mansion in Puyallup, Washington. And what's fascinating is that this is a beautiful old Victorian home, and it is haunted by Mrs. Meeker herself. So people come there for the psychic fair. It's held every other month. I will be there starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it goes till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's also a historical museum, too, so people like to come in at the $5 cover fee. And anyway, if nothing else, come in and just wander about. And then on Wednesday, May 10th, in Kent, Washington, I will be speaking at an event called the group name is called Staying Connected, and I will be discussing several aspects of the spiritual walk I have been on in life, talk about my education, where I've been, and how it plays into the present. So this is new and exciting, and this is actually my second speaking event. So for those of you who have never had a reading and you want to just see what this is all about, come on out. I like to laugh a lot, have fun, and also bring across messages in a way that's understandable. So sometimes we get to talking over people's heads, and I like to break it down and keep it real. So anyway, so that's what's going on. And also, just really quickly, we are going into a full moon this coming Monday. It's already hitting people. It's important to bring this up. We're finishing up the Venus retrograde, which is the love planet. It's been going backwards. And so if your relationship experiences have been going backwards, there's a very good reason, but it's going to straighten out by the 15th. And then finally, we're getting ready to enter Mercury retrograde. This is major shakedown for some, not all. But it generally affects cars, computers, cell phones, anything with technology. So just a heads up, and when things happen, just go with the flow. I like to tell people who get sessions with me, belly float, just belly float. Just stay in the moment, just say, okay. You know, last time we talked about gratitude, and it's a time where we can just say, okay, God, thank you. I don't understand this, but I thank you. And then ask yourself the question, you know what, how does it get any better than this? That is a phrase from another healing modality called access consciousness. And I encourage people to start incorporating that in your life today. How does it get any better than this? Good, bad, or otherwise, because the results are really quite phenomenal. It's really something to do, to think about, and it helps to bring a person into a space of gratitude yet again. Because things happen, sometimes they happen for very good reasons. We don't always understand why. So anyway, there's my little spiel, Garrett. There we go.
And you are so correct. Sometimes great things happen to us and we don't understand why in the big picture. And I'm telling you, that is so true. Well, we have got a bevy of callers today, and I want to thank everybody for calling in. By the way, we do take as many calls as we can, but it's an hour show. Everybody gets one question, not one question plus 20 follow-up questions, because, you know, I'm guilty of that myself. I say that because we want to try to get as many of you on today who've taken time out of your busy day to be part of the show. But if you don't get your call answered or you want more time with Zoe, we make it really easy for you. All you have to do is go to her website, fill out your information, and a member of her team will get back in touch with you and schedule an appointment either on the telephone, on Skype, or if you're in Northwest Washington, in person, you can do that too. You just click the button for her website, and it takes you right there. You can also go to zoeniklaus.com, and you are going to be all set. So with that, let's bring on our first caller today, Sanithia. And Sanithia, Zoe has your birthday, and what is your question, dear?
Hello, good morning. My question is, it's a work question. There's a lot going on at work. I think I'm supposed to be getting a promotion it should be this month, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get it. So I was just, and then there's a lot of other issues that's going on. I was just wondering if you could give me any insight as to, you know, I guess what's going on at work.
Sure. Okay. First of all, regarding your birthday adds up in numerology to a life path of a number 9. And number 9 is almost like the best of the best and then the most of the challenges, let's put it this way. And so part of your role in life in general is to bring things to completion and to also help people to get along. And you also bring closure to many people in your life. You bring things to full circle. Anyway, regarding your work, right away as you started talking, I do feel the confusion. There's a lot of people, cubicles, computers, all this chaos going on. And one thing I would encourage you to do is think about your self-talk. Again, like I was just describing, how does it get any better than this? Just mentally start saying that to yourself. In terms of a promotion, what I see for you is it would take a couple of weeks still, even though you might receive word of, you know, yes, you are being considered. I don't feel it's going to actually take place. You'll get word of it shortly, yet it's going to take about 7 to 8 weeks before that comes into play. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I get. Now, I'm going to ask Alana to look at this for you. So, Alana, what do you get for Sanithia?
Hi, everybody. This is Alana. Sanithia, I have the sense that harvest is certainly in your past. It's going to be really good because you've worked really hard for this, but you're not quite ready for it because you don't quite believe it. And so what can help you with that is realizing that you are a really, really strong person. You have a strong integrity and you have a strong background, and you're rise above whatever else is happening and remember that you can be whoever you need to be in the situation in order to find the best and highest good for yourself and everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
You know, yeah, it does, and that's always who I've been, and that's always who I am. But it's just like, you know, I guess the I just want to say the pettier people.
I got it. But you know what, sweetie? You've got a higher calling there. You're there for a really good purpose, and you need to just remember that and remember how strong you are and remember that being whoever you need to be in the situation to get the best outcome is a sign of strength, and it, you can do that with integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sunithya, thank you very much for your call. Have a great day today.
Thanks.
Blessings.
Bye.
Thank you. And Alana, I am so sorry. I just got so wrapped up with Zoe. I did a horrible introduction for you. Alana, would you do us a favor? Please tell us about you and what you do and how you're special and how you're going to talk to callers today.
Sure. Well, I am retired, and I from the workaday world, so I'm very fortunate to be able to do more of my spiritual work. I really want to be of service to people, and I call to me the people who need to hear from their higher selves and their spirits. I've been doing this work for about 30 years, maybe a little more now, and I come from a line of sensitives on both sides of my mom and dad's side. I'm trained in hypnosis and theta healing, and what I do, I call intuitive tarot, which means that I use the tarot cards as a window into the spirit world, and we start with the tarot cards, and then we go with whatever comes up and however we connect.
I love that. Oh, my gosh, Alana. I need to hang out with you more often. So do you have a website or a phone number, or how do you like people to connect with you if they would like to find out more from you? And we'll ask for this again at the end of the show as well, so people just can, you know, you can take your pen and paper. Don't panic if you don't have it. We'll get it later for you, too.
Well, right now I'm working off of an email address, which is agunne 68 at gmail.com. And you can always call me. My phone number is 206-491-2571. I work out of the Northwest Seattle area. And every first Sunday of every month, I'm at the Blue Moon Psychic Fair in Edmonds, Washington. And I do other fairs. So if you would like to get on my mailing list to find out where I am, you can always send me an email and I'll put you on there.
Cool. Alana, thank you so much for that. I hope everybody enjoys this and takes advantage of both of the ladies today. And we're going to jump to Kimberly. Kimberly, you are next with Zoe and Alana. Welcome to the show. And what's your question?
Thank you. Well, my question is, I'm moving to another state this summer. And I'm searching for a flexible job because I'm also going to be applying to nursing school. So I am asking, am I going to be able to find a job that's going to allow me to go to school and work?
Hi, Kimberly. Let's
Hi.
See here. First of all, your life path is a number six. And six means people, social. It means that you will always need to be connected to people. So number one, you are following your spiritual calling as far as becoming a nurse, because this is part of your role in this lifetime, is to be of service to people. So that's absolutely in alignment for you. I wanted to let you know about that. Secondly, regarding work, yes, you will. You will find something, whether it's through the temp agency. I know some people like to go even to Craigslist or Backpage. One thing that I strongly feel also is that a position, you're going to learn about something through somebody. So there's going to be a people connection involved here that will help cue you into, you know, what might be possible. So, and the move out of state is absolutely wonderful for you. This, you're ready for it. It will serve you 100%. I don't see any issue in terms of getting a flexible job to go with your schooling. Most importantly, you're absolutely in alignment with going to nursing school. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I get. Alana?
Well, you're right, of course. I see a lot of synergy in this move and a lot of finding unexpected people who can help you out. It's going to be a big change, and it's going to be a little more exciting than you expected it to be. So just buckle your seatbelt and make the change. The thing that can help you is to remember that you're on a journey, a path of growth. And if you can see your world through a child's eyes a little more and just kind of cuddle down into the soft, furry feeling of life, and use that as your safe place while you're making this change, it will be really good for you. The last thing is, yeah, there's a lot of rewards. The card that I get for you is the Ten of Worlds, which means that you're really going to benefit from this move, and it's a good thing for you.
Okay. Thank you
there
both.
You go,
very
Kimberly.
Much.
Have a great day.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You calling in.
Thanks, Kimberly.
We're going to jump to Lillian next. Lillian, you are now live with Zoe and Alana. Go ahead, please.
Hello, my name, you know my name. my question is my living situation. I am basically homeless, but I'm staying at my mom's. But she made it very clear she don't want me here. Like, so I don't know what to do. Like, can you pick up anything on that? I'm moving to Atlanta, but I have to save some money up before I do that. And, like, I'm just, I don't know what to do, where to go.
Okay. So basically, you're looking at a residential change, is that correct? And moving on?
Yes.
Alrighty. So in numerology, your life path is a number 2. And 2 means balance, and it means spiritual balance. It also is a subservient number, or it can make a person feel subservient. So in the situation that you're in right now, it is time to move on ahead for your own growth, you know, not just for your mom, but for yourself, number 1. I do feel that you are going to find a residence probably, let me see here, in the next 2 to 3 months, probably more like 2 months. You may end up starting out in a roommate-type situation, but there is a move coming. Now, more importantly, understand that with your life path and with your calling, there is a spiritual message here as well. So stay in tune with that. You know I said the phrase earlier in the show, how does it get any better than this? That is something that you can mentally ask yourself, because even in moments like this where it feels like, oh, my gosh, I've got the gray sky sitting on top of my head. There's no room to breathe, no room for movement. Oh, my God, let me just stay in my room with the door shut and isolate. That would be normal, especially for a life path number 2. So it's important for you to find your balance. You have to find your balance. Anyway, and that is happening. So, again, this is going to start out to be more of a roommate type thing before you actually do secure your own space and place. I do see a lily pad, but it's temporary. So just know that that will be a step in your journey of gaining your own independence. Does that make sense?
It does, because I was thinking about going to a family shelter, and I think they start you out one place and then they bring you to your own, like, space. So that do make a lot of sense.
Oh, interesting. Excellent. Okay, let's see what Alana gets for you.
Hi, Lillian.
Hello.
You know, what I see is that what I see is there is a big change coming for you in your world, which is your place of residence and your job and things like that. And I would like you to remember how strong and beautiful you are. And I know this can be a situation where you feel like, you know, you don't feel so good about yourself sometimes.
Like gone, and I have a 1-year-old, mm-hmm. so I'm like, I have to get it together before she gets, you know, of age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you can do this. You can do this. One thing to remember is you have a strong mind, but your mind isn't the only way to make decisions. So get used to following your intuition. you know, and do you know what that feels like, following your intuition?
I do, because I'm like, I want to be a writer, and I'm like, I know I'm going to be a best-selling author, but with all this going on, it's like, I got writer's block, basically. But in my head, like, I know for certain I'm going to be a best-selling author, but I got to get my own space and focus on that. And it's just been so hard the last few years to do that.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Don't sit, especially with your writing, don't sit in your brain entirely. Of course you're going to use your mental capacity and your brain and your abilities, but your heart's going to tell you what to write. And don't wait to write. Keep writing, because what will happen is out of all of this will come a wonderful result. I really got that for you, that that there is going to be a wonderful result in the end. So stay strong. Take care of yourself and your child. So do that nurturing you need to do, and it's going to be good in the long run.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you.
Thanks, Lily, and good luck to you.
You're welcome.
And when you get that book written, you need to give me a call, and we'll put you on as an author for the show.
Yeah.
So you've already got an invite back. And honestly, the advice that Alana gave is so true, especially when you're in the middle of all of this. Take notes of what's going on, the good and the bad and the ugly, because what will happen is that as life gets crazy and things start happening for you, other good, bad, and ugly, you will forget about today's good, bad, and ugly. And these are things that you may want to include in your book later on. You're like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about it. And boy, wouldn't that make a nice little interesting part of the story, or I can use this for something else later on. So all of you budding writers out there, and I take this line from Throw Mamas from the Train, you know, Billy Crystal and Danny DeVito 100 years ago. Writers write always. So every day, write something down. Even if you have writer's block, find a minute when your baby's taking a nap. Sit down, get out a little notebook, and just write. Doesn't matter what you write. Don't edit yourself. Just write and save those pages for use down the road. So good luck, Lillian. You got to keep us posted. We're going to jump to our next caller, which is Brittany. Brittany, you are now live with Zoe and Alana. Welcome to the show, and what is your question?
Hi, how are y'all?
Very well. How are you, Brittany?
Great.
A moving situation. Do you see me moving sometime this year?
Moving, okay. Well, let's see. First of all, your life path is a number 8. And 8 means business, taking care of business, not just your business, but other people's businesses too, or so it may feel. So, that needs to be pointed out, because there's times where that can weigh you down on the outside. Remember to focus on yourself. You're also a Gemini, June 11th. And so with the 11th, this must be pointed out. This is what we call a high master number. So spiritually, you are very connected. Whether you've tapped into that or not, I'm not sure. And it's also 2 number ones side by side, which means new beginning, new beginning. This all needs to be said because you have it within you to, it's like mentally, and I know because you're speaking to a fellow Gemini, we review things in our minds 1,000 times, and then we have to multiply it by another 1,000 times. So We see this, we look at it, we ruminate, we do it well, and then when it's launch time, not only does it happens quick, and then 2 more steps have already been taken in front of us. So all of this to say, will there be a move this year? Yes, there is a move. I see a move for you probably more towards September, the end of summertime. You're going to feel like this is a delay. Understand that when we are ready, when we are finally ready, it's like the universe says, okay, and they open the door, and here comes this lovely carpet, or so we like to think. But I see the movement and change coming for you, more so end of summer. To me, it feels like somewhere in July, you will finally be clear or feel clear about exactly where you want to go. So that's something else to think about. You know, when we want to make a change, it's important to visualize what it is. Otherwise, if we ask for whatever, then we will get whatever. So it's time to write down what it is that you would like. You know, what does this look like? What type of
space and place would you like to live in? Where is this space and place located? And so on. So start visualizing that more, because I sense the energy of movement, yet there hasn't been too much time spent yet of being specific about this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, and the ball is rolling, and the energy is there for movement. It's just it's time to recalibrate, refocus, and once you do that, to me, it feels like things are just going to go boom, boom, boom. Things are just going to line up. Let's see what Alana gets for you.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
I'm feeling like there's a lot of you need to start actually moving. You need to start actually taking some steps towards this move. And that can mean just cleaning out a dresser drawer or packing up some dishes. You know, it doesn't have to be big, exciting and you know, meaningful steps. But these small preparations are going to help you move towards what you need to do. There's some synergy that's going to happen in your world that you're not quite connected with yet, so I don't think it's quite the time yet, but I would like to see taking some movements towards the move, to be redundant. And the other thing is that you need to start really doing what Zoe said, is to make some lists, or however you do your planning process, use your brain. Set down your pros and cons, get more clear about what you want to do, and then make sure you're taking some steps towards that.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
so,
there you go, Brittany.
Just a second. I've got one more thing.
Okay, cool.
Brittany, you know, use your mind as if it's brand new. Look at this situation in a brand new way, as if you've never seen it before, you know, as if you could move to Bermuda or China or anywhere you wanted and make your plans based on that kind of childish new look. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. And there you go, Brittany. One thing I'll also remind callers of, if you are on the show today or, you know, you get your question answered, go back and listen to the archive, but get your pen and paper out, because oftentimes when you're on the show and you hear the answer to your question, it's like, oh, my God, I'm on the radio and da-da-da-da-da, and you hear like 1% of really what's being said by Zoe and Alana. So get your paper out. Get a pen out and go back and listen to the replay. You can fast forward. You can rewind. You don't have to listen to me wax on about whatever. You can just find your spot on the show and go back and listen to the message again and take notes. I think that is always very helpful. And if you've not been screened yet, get ready, because when we get to Felicia, who is up next, I'm going to go on to the back line here and get all of you screened. And then we've got Jessica and Christy too. So ladies, hang on the line. We've got Felicia next. Welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe and Alana. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Felicia. Okay. May I ask your birthday, please?
It's 8/12/75.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
August 12th, 1975.
8/12/75. Okay, go ahead.
So, yes, I'm calling because I recently received my certificate to do home health care. And I want to see if you see any opportunities coming up for me within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. First of all, your life path is also a number six. And so,
yes.
So just like a previous caller, this is in direct alignment with this calling, because it means to be of service, it's to be around people. And, again, you're plugged in exactly in alignment with your life path. So that's the first thing. In terms of the short time frame here, first of all, things can happen quickly. I mean, sometimes it can happen like in a couple of hours from now, where you get the confirmation, yes, I start on Thursday. So, so number one, it's important for you to also, like a previous caller, think about what exactly, what type of agency, what type of home health care, you know, what is it that you're looking for, what's their target community, things like that. Get a little bit more clear on that. You're pretty clear, but it's like it needs just a slight bit of tweaking. Then in terms of a timeline, what I am getting and feeling is that this will probably come about with you in just 1 week. So your prayers, in your intention, ask God, whoever you pray to, ask that it is brought to you. Oftentimes we pray and say, okay, I want this and this and this, and then we sit and we sit and we sit. So
no, it has to be the right opportunity. Okay.
Correct. And the thing that you are running into that is sort of a block for you is what we call unworthiness. And so I like to describe this energy as the human condition. So in your self-talk, remember that you are a divine being. You're a blessed being. This is a spiritual calling for you. This is not just a job. It's not just a career. You are on a spiritual journey here. So remember that, stay focused on that, and that you are doing exactly what needs to be. You're perfect as you are. Your gifts are needed. So let's see what Alana gets for you.
All right, thank you.
Hi. I see, too, that this is the beginning of a very a soul path journey for you. You're ready. Okay. You're going to go on the path. But that part of it is not going to be really apparent right away. So just keep going on your path and know that whatever is ahead of you is the right thing. You know, you can't make, you really can't make a wrong decision, because once you're on the path, you have to be on the path. There's something about the way that you think about things. Make sure that you do everything in kind of a balanced mental way. I would actually make lists, and the opportunity can come up quickly or not. I absolutely think Zoe is correct that there's going to be an opportunity. Weigh that and see if that's really the right thing for you. It might be. It might very well be. But whatever you decide and whatever happens, it's really good. The things that are happening for you are really going to be good. And remember, you've got a lot of good insight. You've got a lot of good insight. You've got good instincts. And remember to keep those in the equation when you're making a decision.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. It makes perfect sense, yes.
Good.
I like it when it's perfect sense.
Yeah, blessings.
Yeah. Thanks, Felicia, for your call today. Good luck to you. And we've got Jessica next. Jessica, again, thanks for calling in and being so patient and waiting. You are live with Zoe and Alana. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to see what you thought about Joe and I. I have been letting him go, but something keeps pulling me back as far as like my thoughts. And I know there's a past life connection between us, but it just feels like there's like another chapter there between us. So anything you could share about that?
Sure. Jessica, what is your birthday, please?
7/16/77.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Oh, very interesting. Okay. You have an interesting life path number in numerology. It's what we call an 11/2. So is a journey. First of all, your life in general, spiritual calling, spiritual journey. It probably has not been easy. It's involved new beginnings. It's involved being a spiritual filter for many situations. And then it breaks down to the number 2 when we add 1 and 1 together. And so, again, this is about balance, spiritual balance. So it's almost like your life in general is like a double calling. So you have to, it's important for you, number 1, to understand that with this number 11 master number, your connection to source is very important and with everything that you do. And then the number 2 says, you know, yes, Lord, or whatever, whoever you pray to. It's remembering to stay connected to the spiritual components first, and then move forward with your life on whatever scale, whether it be small or large. What the way that this breaks down into the relationship is, number one, what I like about what I'm hearing regarding your question is that you're understanding and seeing there is a little bit more here. You don't know what it is. It's like you're okay with not knowing completely. So it's bringing you back to center again. So with your spiritual calling, when you feel like you're getting distracted and off course, it's like, okay, come back to center again. Come back, say your prayers, do your meditation, whatever. Reestablish that spiritual connect. This is all important because you are establishing even more strongly this connection within yourself. When we're not connected within ourselves, how can we be connected for somebody else? You know. So as far as this chapter with Joe, I do see and feel that, yes, it's not finished, if we want to even use that word. It's like this is a continuation of a journey for you two together. This is something that you've not embarked regarding this matter, because part of the hesitation here does involve, to some extent, the spiritual calling aspect of this relationship. If you were to have it your way, you'd just walk away right now and say, okay, I'm done, and let me keep going. So there's this little pause. You've got a little pregnant pause going on here for a very good reason. And this has more to do with helping to bring him back to center and bringing it full circle in a different way. There is a need here on his part, whether it's a spiritual calling or whatever, but there's something going on here that he does require a little bit more, as do you. And then at that place in time, it will grow to be a choice versus, no, you know what, this happened, I'm done. It's not going to be a knee-jerk reaction. It will be a choice as to whether to continue or not continue. So this is the information that I'm getting. Let's see what Alana gets for you.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Well, I would advise you to open up your ideas about what this relationship can look like. I think that, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what this journey really has been. I have, yeah, you're right on. I've been doing that, been forced to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's still happening. It's not as strong as it used to be. You've done work on this, but I think that looking at this, getting out of your comfort zone in terms of what this relationship might look like would be really, really beneficial to you. I get that this relationship is not emotionally fulfilling. That's part of what is missing in this relationship for you and part of what you're seeking. And so as you redefine your relationship or take another look at how the relationship can look, I think you're going to find that the emotional fulfillment component will increase, either from him or from a variety of different sources. The reward for this is great, and it's earthly reward. So, you know, to me, and we're talking about a relationship, so the relationship is going to end up being wonderful, but you need to open up a little more. And be sure that you're being balanced in your mind and how you're thinking about it.
You know, I really like what you guys said, because I have gotten readings of, like, stay away from him, get away. And it's like, well, I don't think that's really the answer. I think that's, like, the standard type of thing. But I feel like I need to open my heart more. And so, and not accept everything, but just I think there's learning here. So thank you for confirming that for me.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more thing. Jessica, may I say one more thing?
Yes.
There is a difference between approaching this question. There's a difference between approaching your situation from a place of love versus a place of fear-based. I just want to point that out to you. So, you know, when Alana and I read for people, we're coming from a different place anyway, number one. And number two, it's coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of for the person's highest and best, because there's a respect that is extended to all of you regarding your own journeys. You know, we are not cookie cutters, and I just would like to point that out. So that might be part of the difference here because, you know, we do want the best for everybody that we talk to. And the other part of it is when we approach your questions from a place of love, it's a different kind of answer. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. I know that people get off the phone and they feel like they're shaking water out of their ears, like, what was that? And there's a reason for it. So anyway, we do wish you well. And
thank you.
You're on a beautiful journey. So continue your journey.
It says a lot about both of your growth also, and I appreciate that. It makes it a more of a safer space for the person's soul to grow. So thank you, for both of you guys, for doing that.
Thank you, Jessica. Have a great day today. There we go. We got a bunch of other callers here. We're going to go next to Christy, who was born February 21st, 1966. Christy, you are now live with Zoe and Alana. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hello. Thank you. My question is about my girlfriend, Maria, and I. Are we going to reconcile and soon, or what's that? What do you see?
What does that look like? Okay. First of all, your life path is a number 9, similar to the previous caller. So this can be challenging, just, you know, but it's more of an awareness. So understand that your role in this world is to be of service, in a sense, to mankind. At the same time, it also means that you have to do a lot of work, not just in this relationship, but in general, of bringing closure for people. So coming to your question here, regarding the reconcile, I am using a different kind of tool to look at this. And you are, first of all, understand that you're very hard on yourself. And you do wonderful in the self-critique area, as many of us do. And this is and what's coming forward, again, I call it the human condition, unworthiness. So whatever has taken place here, you're not feeling really great about yourself right now. And you're running through all of this script of woulda, coulda, shoulda. And, you know, we as humans, we excel in that department always. Always we excel. So let's bring in, it's time for you to give yourself some freedom here. And freedom from you being hard on yourself. So if you were to step outside of that vibration and raise your vibration, so to speak, I feel like this is going to be reconcilable. Maria, bless her heart, when she gets upset, she gets upset. And so it is. Yes. And not without principle. She's very principle-based. She is a woman of integrity. So this is what buckles you to your knees, in a sense, because that plays into your unworthiness factor even more so, like, oh my gosh, I'm really not a good person. Okay, maybe she should just move on, blah, blah, blah. So if we can shift your energy for you to love you and to extend that vibration to Maria, just like a previous caller, I don't see this as being done. I don't feel that it's finished. There's still more to learn. So in terms of when, because that's always going to be a question, I'm getting probably she needs a couple of more weeks. And this is actually in alignment with the Venus retrograde right now. The love planet has been going backwards and challenging us. So after April the 15th, things will finally settle down in this department. Plus, we are approaching a full moon on Monday. So there may be another chapter of releasing more emotions. And then it's like that's going to be the last of the bomb going off. And then the dust will settle. And then I see you two gently walking towards each other and starting to talk. I see a reconnect and I see a union. So this is the information I'm getting. Let's see what Alana gets for you.
Hi.
Hello.
One of the reasons that this is a problem for you is that you have a very strong spiritual path. I've got a lot of soul paths. Vibration from the situation, and it's not, you're not moving along on that path as nicely as you'd like because of being concerned about this situation. So but once you get on that path again, you're going to feel really good about it, and it's going to work out. You have a lot of moon energy, And so you do a lot of work inside and in a reflective way, and you tend to impact your environment like the moon does, where the tides change and everything. They're not quite sure why, but they do when it's around, when they're around you. So I would advise you to be a little bit more forthcoming, a little bit more active-oriented in terms of expressing what you need and what you want and what your concerns are. So I see a need for some dialogue and some more openness on your part. And I feel like she's feeling that there's a stagnation. It's an emotional stagnation. So she's not really worried about, you know, growth or what's going to happen in the world so much. But she's just feeling like there's an emotional stagnation and she's not getting as much as she needs in terms of emotional support. So knowing that may help you with the situation.
Okay. You don't see anybody else around her? Like another person or
I don't.
No. I don't see that, and I see that there's the card that I just pulled is the Ace of Wands, which is called Illumination, and it's about growth, and it's a picture of a hand, and there's all these colors coming out of the hand. So I think that you guys are going to have a breakthrough. You're going to have a breakthrough, and it's going to just set off all kinds of good things. But you have to be sure to communicate clearly. As my daughter says, use your words. And also honor the fact that she's not feeling like there's been emotional movement. So, and that could be part of the your moon energy, which is wonderful, wonderful, but it needs to be balanced off.
Okay, yeah, 14 years, and it's, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit stagnant. So, yeah, I could see that it was probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and you might, you know, if you do whatever your intuition tells you to do, but a nice gesture would be maybe a good thing for this relationship, some kind of a romantic gesture.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Flowers, okay. Dinner, or something on the simple scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blessings. Mm-hmm. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Relationship.
Thank you.
Have a great day, my dear. We're going to jump to Cindy, who was born April 28th, 1966. Cindy, you are now live with Zoe and Alana. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sure.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. How may we help you today?
Could you give me any insight on my finances, how I'm going to get the finances to move? I need to relocate, and I'm coming up on a deadline and have no idea where I'm going because every place I find, I lose or somebody else leases it, you know, before I am able to raise the moving funds. So I could use some insight there.
Sure. Okay, your life path number is also a number 9. So again, your spiritual calling is on a grander scale. So first of all, just you have an innate sense of feeling responsible, not just for yourself, but for other people too. Does that make sense?
Yes, very much.
So when we separate this out and bring it back to you, this is difficult for you to do. So, similar to the information of previous callers, write something down. Start writing a list. Also, you know, like Alana was saying earlier to a different caller, regarding the relocation, pack something up, clean out a drawer, go to your closet. When we do those small things on a simple scale, it's the message to the universe of, okay, I'm ready, I'm taking the steps needed to generate and create movement. Regarding the essence of money, money is an energy. And the energy of money lives in our sacral chakra, which is specifically in the reproductive area. And this is where all of our hopes, dreams, wishes, and the energy of money resides. So when I look at this for you, excuse me, I have a little frog in my throat. When I look at this for you, I see the energy of abandonment. So you're not feeling as connected to Source, God, whoever you pray to. There's something going on there. And so when you can bring this back to center again for yourself and reestablish that connection, things are going to line up in a different way. So number one, gain your clarity about the relocation. Number two, when we fear or worry, and especially with money, all of us have done it. I've done it. You know, in those moments when I'm scared, oh, my God, I need this. Oh, my God, how's that going to happen? Know that that's a prayer that goes out to the universe. It's like, oh, no. So turn the self-talk around. Thank you that I have everything I need and then some. Be mindful of your self-talk because, again, you're yet another person who's very hard on themselves internally. Okay, in between your ears, you do a lovely job, as most of us do. So become more aware of your self-talk. As far as the money for the relocation, I do see that you're going to have most of it, not quite all of it. The deadline that you're looking at, I feel like within a couple of weeks, which, again, puts us past the Venus retrograde, yet puts us inside the Mercury retrograde, it's going to help you review and really look at the options here. Is there going to be movement for you? Yes. What I see is in roughly 4 weeks, there will now have been a move to move you out of the energy you're in into a different space. It also might be a temporary space for now. And just know if that's the case, it's simply a lily pad and that there is something bigger coming. And this will still spin on where you are at as far as being clear about what you want. But your monies are going to come together is what I see. Alana, what do you see for her?
Hi. I do see that your mind is very confused. Your mind is not clear about this. There's a lot of, and I'd say worry is the right word for it, a lot of things are running around in your head. And there's a lot of, there's a narrowness of perspective on this move. I'd like to see you open up your ideas about what could happen and when. And the word that keeps coming to me is trust, because you have a lot of help on the other side. Your spirit, mm-hmm. your spirit is very strong, and you have a lot of help on the other side, and you are a very spiritually accomplished person. So, but when you get just like me and a whole bunch of other people, when we get into a worldly situation, we forget about the spiritual part and we start thinking, oh, my God, what am I supposed to do? And you put it all in our heads. So know that you are a wise person. You have the brains. You have the ability to do it. Nurture yourself. Nurture yourself. Take some steps towards the move. Open up your ideas about where you could be or what it would look like. And I sit quietly and just see what comes to me. That would be, so take some steps towards the move, be kind to yourself, have trust, and be quiet and see what happens.
There you go.
Does that
Thanks.
Help?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome. All right.
And we're going to get to our next. Oh, by the way, Alana, do me a favor. One more time, tell everybody how they can reach out to you with your email and the phone number so they can call and schedule an appointment with you.
Oh, absolutely. My email is agun68@gmail.com. And that's A, G as in George, U-N-N-E, 68@gmail.com. And my phone number is 206-491-2571, and that's my cell phone. So you can also send me a text if you feel more comfortable. I'd
cool.
love to hear
and
from you.
Yeah, everybody needs to call Alana and schedule an appointment. And for everybody who wants to get a hold of Zoe, of course, on the show page right here, we have an easy link for you where all you have to do is click it, and it takes you right to her beautiful website. You fill out your 411, and somebody from her team contacts you, and she will get your appointment set up. And that was really, really awesome. So our last call of the day is Suzanne, and Suzanne is born October 5th, 1960. Suzanne, welcome to the show, and what's your question for Zoe and Alana?
Oh, yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is, I think that I really should need to look for a different job. Do you see one? And I'm looking for a nice man that could be a boyfriend and a husband one day.
Okay. Let's see here.
Need some change.
Okay. I'm going to focus on your job here. So first of all, with the numerology of your birthday, you are a number four. And number four means laying the foundation and bringing structure, bringing structure, bringing structure. This is important. This is your life calling. And it's not just with your job. This would be with friends, family, you name it. You are, it's like you're the party planner. You know what needs to be done behind the scenes. If you're not in tune with this, it's time to get in tune with this. So regarding employment, it would also explain why there might be a movement of employment, like every couple of years or so you find yourself changing jobs. Okay, and that's okay because here's, and this is a whole different angle. Some people would entirely disagree with me, but I'm coming from a spiritual perspective here. You bring grounding and you bring structure. And so at the time when it's time to shift, you're very spiritually attuned as well, plus you're a Libra. So there's like a lot of balance here. It's like once the balance has been brought to the table and you and the structure is in place and you know that things are ready, you know, things are now good to go, then that's when the evolution takes place. And so I want you to start considering that this is an evolution process too. And that this is, you know, it's just a different angle of perspective. Some may disagree. This is how I see it. So in terms of a different job position, yes, there is one coming. And let me see. It's clarity. Clarity is needed on your part. Probably it's going to be another 2 or 3 months yet before this new job presents itself. The next position that I see feels like a complete surprise. It will be a happy surprise, and it's going to come through a network contact. So keep your lines of communication open with people because someone's going to know someone who knows someone who is looking for blank, and this is something that you know how to do. When you come across it, though, it's going to feel like, oh, my goodness, this is a rat's nest. I don't think I want to do this. However, you bring beauty to projects in a way that no one else can. So just know that about yourself.
Yeah, right now I'm working as a bus monitor, but I guess I have to wait another 2 months. The schools, I'm trying to get another school job, but I need something with like health or something. If that wouldn't be till September, but I just applied to 2 schools today online.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's see what
But you don't think I'll get it till September?
There's an excellent possibility of September. I still feel like there's going to be something between now and then.
Well, I'm working
that,
now.
There's still going to be get something else that comes forward to the table. Let's see what Alana gets because I know we're just about out of time here. Go ahead, Alana.
Hi. I'll tell you what I see about you. You are a lifelong learner. You have to just realize that you are a starter. You bring wonderful energy to a project. You get it going, and then you get bored, and you want to move on and do something else. So if you have an opportunity to do some, I'm sorry, take some schooling or something like that that can help you get into a project management job or something like that, that would be great. You have a different relationship with time and space than most people around you, and that makes you a little bit uncomfortable. But you are on the cusp of success in your world. You're going to sense some setbacks, but don't be discouraged. You're going to keep going and see yourself as a child who always wants to learn something new and accept and love that about yourself.
And with that, Suzanne, we hope that you have enjoyed your reading here. Make sure to go to zoeniklaus.com for more information if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Zoe. And we're out of time, folks. So with that, I want to thank both of our fantastic guests, Zoe and Alana, and wish them success. Zoe, you'll be at – where are you going to be this afternoon again?
I will be at Karina's Bakery in Tacoma, Washington, starting at 1 o'clock.
And
there we go. That's all
that
we have time
can walk
for.
In.
Karina's Bakery.
There
is
we
it.
Go.
You got to be there in
okay.
Tacoma. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you soon on Rated G Radio.
You've
have
been listening
day.
To Rated G Radio.